Ezra chapter 4. So Ezra and some, just a few, of the exiles in Babylon have come back to Judah to start rebuilding the temple. And Cyrus has given them a command and a decree saying they can do it, and he's provided them with what they need. But the enemies of the people of Judah and Benjamin heard that those who'd returned from exile were rebuilding the temple of Yahweh, God of Israel. So they went to see Zerubbabel. He was like the leader of the Jews who'd returned. And they said, "We want to build the temple of God with you, because we worship the same God that you worship, and we've actually been sacrificing to him ever since Esarhaddon sent us here to live." And of course, that's not true. They worshipped a totally different understanding of God, and they actually worshipped idols, lots of gods. So because they worshipped lots of different gods, they said, "Hey, yeah, well, we also worship your God, but if there's only one God, you can only worship him. You can't worship lots of idols as well." So they were thinking, "Yeah, if we work together with you, then we'll stop your work, and you'll find bad people like that. Oh, yeah, let me help you run the soup kitchen. Let me help you run the church." But actually, their intention is actually to take it over and to destroy the work that you're doing. So you've got to be careful of people who say, "Oh, I want to help," because a lot of them have got their own plans and don't at all worship the same God as we do. So Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the heads of the tribe said to them, "We don't need your help to build a temple for Yahweh, our God." They're saying, "He's our God, not your God," because they worshipped all sorts of idols, and you can't worship Yahweh and the one true God and also worship idols. "We'll build it ourselves, just as Cyrus, the emperor of Persia, told us to." Then the people who'd been living in the land tried to frighten the Jews and to stop them from building. So it just shows that they were not sincere in wanting to help, because then they try and stop the work, and they paid money to the local officials of the Persian Empire to somehow work against them. And they kept on doing this throughout the reign of Cyrus and into the reign of Darius. At the beginning of Xerxes' reign, the enemies of the Jews wrote accusations against them. That's always the way people would bring down a good work. "You did this, she did that, you lot think this, you lot do that." So nothing's changed. And also in the reign of Artaxerxes, emperor of Persia, a group of them, led by Bishlam, Mithridath, and Tabeel, wrote a letter to the emperor. They wrote it in Aramaic and had it translated. And Rehum, the governor in Shimshai, they also wrote the following letter to Artaxerxes about Jerusalem. They said, "We write to the emperor Artaxerxes from your servants, the men who live on the other side of the river Euphrates. We want you to know that the Jews who came here from your empire have settled in Jerusalem and are rebuilding that evil and rebellious city." You see how hypocritical they were. "Oh, we'd like to help you rebuild." Well, they didn't at all. These people had a totally different agenda. We've got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And as I say, just because people claim they worship the same God as you do doesn't mean they do. So they went on in their letter, "They've begun to rebuild the walls and they're soon going to finish them. If this city is rebuilt, Your Excellency, and its walls are built up, the people will stop paying taxes to you. So because we are loyal to you, Your Excellency, we don't want this to happen, and so we suggest that you search in the records of your fathers, and you'll discover that this city of Jerusalem has always been rebellious. And from many years ago, it has given much trouble to various kings and rulers, and its people have always been difficult to govern. That's why the city was destroyed. We're convinced that if you allow the city to be rebuilt and the walls to be built up, Your Excellency is no longer going to have control of the territory this side of the river Euphrates." The emperor sent this reply to Rehum, the governor, Shimshai, the secretary, and to all who live the other side of the Euphrates River, "Greetings. The letter which you sent to me, I have had translated, and it has been read to me. I gave orders, as you suggested, for a search to be made about the history, and indeed you are correct. From ancient times, Jerusalem has rebelled against authority and is a city of rebels, and powerful kings have been king there and have ruled over the entire area that side of the river, taking taxes to themselves. So you are to immediately order that these men must stop rebuilding the city until I give further command. Do this immediately so that my best interests will not be further damaged. As soon as this letter from Artaxerxes was read to Rehum and Shimshai, they rushed to Jerusalem and forced the Jews to stop rebuilding. And so the work on the temple stopped and remained stopped until the second year of Darius, emperor of Persia. At that time, Haggai and Zechariah, two prophets, spoke in the name of Israel's God to the Jews, and they heard the message from the governor and now gave their message, and they continued to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Well, you might think, well, that was bad luck, but actually not at all. The people have been told to go and rebuild the temple, but then unfortunately, as Haggai points out to them in his prophecy, you didn't do that. You just came back and built yourselves very nice paneled houses while God's temple lay waste. So it was because they didn't actually want to get on and rebuild it that God allowed this opposition to happen to them. So if you really don't want to do God's work, well, he'll stop you from doing it. And if you do want to do his work, he will encourage you to do it.